Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on the 4th of November, 2021. Nice to have you with us today. We're going to be talking about, with my good friends from Fielding International, the school design architectural firm, we're going to be talking about how Manhasset School District, okay, in New York, developed their district wellness center, a full wing of the school devoted to social, emotional, and physical well-being of the students, and how important it is to have the right designers who understand the educational needs, all right, of the students in the community. And that's why I have Fielding International with us today. We're going to enjoy that show with Jill Akers, our old friend, and our new friend Jennifer Leva in just a few minutes. We're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org, ACE-ED.org. That is our website for the American Consortium for Equity in Education. We have our magazine over there, which is called Equity in Access, our online journal. You'll love it, like thousands of others. Go over, see how much you'll enjoy it. All of our podcasts are there at ace-ed.org. And now there's and all the news, etc. But now there's a link, okay? And the link is to SEL Today. SELtoday.org is our new website devoted to school climate, school student wellness, and social emotional learning. You can link from ace-ed or go over to SELtoday.org directly, and we hope you do that, and it's growing every day, and we appreciate everybody going over there. Without further ado, let me bring on my two friends here. Welcome back, Jill Akers. It's Larry here.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine. It's been too long, Jill. It's nice to have you here.
I know. We're calling in from Pittsburgh.
I was just going to ask you if you were in Colorado.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear
me? Pittsburgh. Oh, good. Yeah.
What are you doing in Pittsburgh?
We're in the great – we are at a – it's called Ed Spaces, and it's one of the largest furniture – educational furniture shows.
Great conference.
Yeah. So we're about to present from the Design Well Classroom, put together by Norva Nivel. And so we're presenting here on social and emotional wellness and the work that we've been doing with their school counselors and their school psychologists in really preparing these kinds of spaces that our kids really need.
Well, tell everybody at Norva Nivel and tell Jim over at Ed Spaces I said hello. It's great to hear that you're there, that the show is operating. Is it crowded? I hope it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Superb. I love it. Jennifer, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Jen. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Good.
I am here as well. I'm looking at Jill from across the classroom that they've
oh,
set
good.
Up here.
Good.
So,
By the way, you're both in Pittsburgh. You're both in Pittsburgh. You won't like this. But you should do it is go to Pereno Brothers and have one of their hamburgers, and they actually put the French fries right on the hamburger roll, inside the hamburger roll.
Oh.
That's great stuff.
That sounds good.
If you like really bad eating, it's great stuff, and I love really bad eating. If you're into bad nutrition, that's one of the great places to go to. Okay? So trust me on that one. Okay?
We're with Jay, so we'll let him know.
Oh, well, tell Jay I said hi. For goodness sakes, Jake.
Right. We will. He's waving vigorously at you. Very excited that we're on the show with you today.
Tell him, although he can't prove it, I'm waving back. Okay?
You're getting waved at. Larry says hi. He sends his best. Well,
thank you. So blow everybody at Norva Nivel, everybody at Ed Spaces, and all my friends over there a big hello. Okay? It's just great. Love everybody there. Talk about Manhasset.
Yeah.
Tell me. That's Manhasset, Long Island, right? Am I right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
In Long Island.
Wanted to be sure.
Exactly.
I didn't think there were two, but I just wanted to be sure. So the Long Island School District, okay, talk to me. This is very important. They created this wellness center, okay, and this is key. They worked with you guys, but they worked together, the Manhasset Board of Education, and the Manhasset School Community Association. I think that's great. Okay, and just talk about your work in there, what, how it wound up, et cetera. I'll start with Jill, and you can pass it to Jen, and we'll go from there. Jill, just begin.
Great.
Talk about all how
sure.
it all started.
Well,
yeah, go.
What Manhasset did is they partnered with their community association, and they surveyed all parents, they surveyed all students, they surveyed all the teachers to really get a temperature read on what their community wanted and needed the most that would support students in their, not only in their cognitive development and learning journey, but in their social and emotional wellness supports. And many students, the survey data really gave back to the school district the answers in the form of they wanted a space where they felt like they could go and either with support or without support have a moment to decompress, a moment to just do work alone, to find a school counselor just to touch base with, and to have a place that was outside of a corridor or in someone's particular office, but really a space that they could just go and be themselves. And that really led to that data, and those surveys led to Manhasset School District contacting Fielding International with and Jay and Jen to really look at how they would reimagine those spaces.
Jen, have to
you
reimagine those.
All?
Yeah, Jen. That's easy. That's all easy to say, but what does that actually mean?
Right?
How does it manifest itself? I mean, you guys are great interior designers, architects, etc. And you're given a charge like that, but now you have to make that into a reality. Where do you even start? Where's the imagination begin?
Well, we start with the community, students, and met with the counselors and their team to really understand exactly what it was that they wanted to accomplish with this new center. And one of the things we heard was that they wanted to break down the stigma of going and seeking that help that you need and making it more inviting, more comfortable, and, you know, just more commonplace, because it is a great need that the students need. And so that's where we started. So we started looking at strategies of how we would do that. So the first part when you walk in to the center, it's the windows are transparent, so you can kind of see what's going on inside. And then when you come in, it's basically a nice, open, common space with furniture that's mobile. We have a lot of different setups in there. Yeah. We have high seating. We have lounge seating. We have the and then we also have, like, a special little cocoon area that we sectioned off for the kids to kind of retreat into, where they can be supervised but not directly supervised.
Of course.
It's a place for them to go to kind of recharge.
How old are these kids? What's the school?
These are middle schoolers. Yeah, middle schoolers.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. And I have to ask, is this part of an existing building, or did you create a whole new building?
No, this was part of the existing building. We took the second floor where they had a series of offices and, you know, storage rooms and all that jazz, and kind of, you know, weirdly really
no,
constructed.
Weirdly.
And we tried to keep some of the existing walls to make the new offices to cut down on the cost as much as possible, but then basically gutted the rest of it and opened the space up. So it was a renovation that we did over the summer.
I was just going to say, you probably did it over the summer, so it didn't do anything. And you mentioned that there were offices in there, and I assume, because Jill mentioned earlier, those are guidance counselor and that type of team offices in there?
Right. So when you come in, you come into that nice welcoming area. There is a receptionist towards the back, and then there is a then it goes – just connect.
There's a reception. Wait. Did you just say there's a reception? Wait, did you say there's a receptionist? Or a reception area?
Yeah.
Somebody actually
greets
you. Wait, hold, stop it. Somebody actually greets you when you walk in.
They have a whole other human being. Yeah. And supports the spaces, helps the kids, if they need to find respite, but they don't want to seek adult support, then they, but they basically check people in just so that way we know, you know, we also have to think about safety and security in the,
absolutely,
in the sense of who's using the space and ensuring that all kids are accounted for. There is a receptionist who also supports the guidance counselor, the psychologist. And so they work as a team. And so as Jennifer said, they can go in, get checked in so they know they're accounted for, but then they can go off and self-soothe or do whatever they need and recharge on their own. So, and they can self-appropriate what spaces within the wellness center work for them. And I think the beauty of Jennifer's work in there is the color choices, the fabric choices, the dark spaces, the lighting, the magnetic walls, there's writable options. There's a lot of sensory supports. And so, you know, as kids get older, we take those things away from them. But when we think about 12 and 13, they're still really young. And so she's really put in all of what you would need sort of on that continuum to help support you if you're feeling anxious. But then there, the Wellness Center also houses those support, you know, all of those people, the psychologists, the school counselors. So if you do need to see them, the receptionist can help either help you sort of exit the space and get you back safely or set up an appointment for you to meet with them. So students really feel as though, you know, when they walk into the space, it's not only about recharge, but it's about care. And it's about, we really care that you feel safe and confident and that it's okay to need time and take care of yourself and have to walk away from that larger group or a classroom to really find those supports.
Wow. That's all I can say. But and Jen, you know, colors, shapes, writing wall, you were talking about all those sort of things. Jen, how did you research, you and Jay, how did you research this? Okay, I mean,
so
there's a lot of there's a lot of psychology that goes into this.
yes, for sure. And we, kind of the, like the theme that we came up with for the center was based on nature and kind of and bringing the outdoors in. And, and that was, that came from the students because old, you know, old New York schools are all one big fortress, stone building, multiple floors, winding corridors. And they
sounds
get,
like
and
where I went to junior
stuck.
High school.
Yeah, and so they were talking about how they never get to go outside, and it you know, and it just broke my heart. I was like, oh, because I actually live in Florida, and my kids go to a nature school, so they spend the majority of their time outside. So it was just really heartbreaking that these kids were like, we just want to have class outside. So the space does have beautiful windows, high ceilings, so there is a lot of natural light that we were able to utilize in the space, and then we went with the theme of nature, going with water, air, fire, and incorporated those colors in a kind of a nice soft muted tone throughout, so it's not overwhelming, but there is, it is a soothing space at the same time. And as Jill was saying, there's a lot of tactile elements. There are special magnets that we developed with the counselors for the students to come in and interact with. They have, you know, how do you feel today? And what is this emotion? And how does this emotion connect to that emotion? So all, we have all these tools that the counselors can use with the students while they're there too.
And how long has this been in operation, Jen?
Not very long.
Not very long.
That's okay.
Yeah, it just opened. Yep, it just opened. So
Did it just open? Wait, let me, I'm going to nail you down. Did this open just this week, or did it open just this semester?
This school year.
Yeah, and they're having an open house in a couple of weeks.
So it's been open a couple of weeks.
They're
going to
have an open house in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Oh, they're going to have an open house in a couple of weeks. So let me ask this, and I know this is beautiful, okay? Are kids using it already? Jen?
I don't know if they are. I don't think they are, because I think they are. That once they have that open house, then they'll be able to utilize the spaces.
Open.
So
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, where they're just completing it out now. Yeah.
Okay. So then, Mike, I have a question. As you develop something like this, okay, it's a place to go and relax. It's kind of, if I mean, like a sauna. It's not a sauna, but it's a place where you can go and decompress. Maybe that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, like
a
spa.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. And the sauna is part of a spa.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay. All right. Exactly right. All right. So my question is, and this is interesting, and you must have talked to the school counselors, the principal. You want a kid who's feeling a bit of pressure, if I may just say it that way, to be able to go in and use this. Did you build in especially in middle school, I'm thinking here, a privacy factor, so that every kid walking by in the hallway doesn't see every kid who's in the wellness center? Is there a privacy sector? Just talk about that, you know, because nobody wants to be the target of all your friends staring at you. All right, I'm just curious
right.
how that worked out. Yeah. Good.
Right. Yeah. There is a privacy factor. We do on the entrance. There are glass doors with signage, but we did do frosting on the door windows, so you can kind of like see the shadows. But then once you come in, you're in the space, obviously. And then also on the doors to the offices where the counselors are, we wanted to maintain the light coming into the space and make sure that we have a lot of natural lighting in there. So we did more glass doors, but we also made those frosted. It kind of gives you the sense where it's very welcoming, it's light, it's bright. You want to be there, but yes, we did take into account the privacy and also made sure that the walls had extra acoustical properties to them, so there's no sound transference between the offices.
I figured you guys were smart enough to figure that out. I knew that would be the case. right off the bat. Okay. How much input, as you designed this, did either the school administration or the, I'll call it the school social service educators, you know, the counselors, the school psychologists, et cetera, the people whose offices are there, if I may, the wellness center people, okay? How did you measure their input against design needs? I'm curious. Jen or Jill, I don't care.
We had several meetings and check-ins with them along the way, and the leadership there was really good about making sure their individual needs were met, but of course within budget.
Of course,
counselors were thrilled just to have the space, a new office, and they were absolutely thrilled about the whole idea from the get-go.
Spent 2 full days just training and working with the school counselors on how to understand scheduling, how to change reframe their mindset about kids coming in and self-selecting places to sit and being able to work independently. And that was a really big shift for them because they're used to kids coming into their direct space. And so now they have this entire open space. So kids are not traditionally given those kinds of freedoms and those kinds of resources. So not only did we work alongside in the design process with those teams, but we also spent a lot of time reimagining what their day would look like as counselors, as therapists, and what it would look like for them to sort of be an ethnographer of the space and read students who are using the space and know when to come in and when not to come in to those spaces where kids are going and they're recharging. So we spent a lot of time reframing how they would use their tools and their resources from an ethnographic standpoint, and how they observe and take anecdotal notes of, of where students are. How many times are students going to use the space? How do we train students, all students, to come into the space, experience the space, and know that it's designed for them and that they're able to use it? And that also goes to retraining teachers, that when a student says to them, I really need to go to that wellness center, what does that mean to the teacher? How do they handle it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so a lot of that we spent working with their teams on how are you going to train teachers? How are you going to allow them? How do you know when it's full? How do you know when a student is abusing a space or when it's really time to step in? And so all of these, we spent 2 full days really grappling with these challenges and coming up with a variety of solutions for when they start to use the spaces, and then to go back and reiterate on after 6 weeks, what's working, what's not working, what can we do better, what do we need to do less of and continue and more of. And so building that kind of structure in for the counselors, because they're using this and they're given this space. And as teachers, we are initially trained that it has to be control. And really, in this day and age in fourth-generation schools, it has to be about command of the learning journey for students. And so that was a big shift for many of them.
It's a huge shift. And let me ask you this, and Jill, stay with me. When a student walks into the space, is it obvious to the student? I know you guys think these things through. I'm just curious. When you walk into a given space that you're unfamiliar with, the space itself, and you guys are the architects here, you know, it moves you along. It kind of intrinsically tells you what to do, where to go. That's why you guys are such great designers, okay? And just by seeing the space and walking in, would a student feel comfortable and know what to do without a whole bunch of instruction about it? And I know the answer is yes, they would, but I'm curious how you do that. So,
I think that's the beauty
of, what I mean.
And that's the beauty of Jen's work, is that she really, she naturally builds in wayfinding using color, using pattern, using texture.
There's a term for it.
Yeah, exactly. Right, and so all of those pieces are built into that. And so we spend a lot of time back and forth, you know, imagining, going through scenarios. What would it look like if a student walked in this way? How would it impact them? I think that Jen and I have been in a fortunate situation, is that we both have middle school students, and so we could even think about it from a parent perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
That how do we help support parents too? And part of that work was, you know, us looking at it from the parent perspective and helping really realize what are the words and the message that we need to cascade to the community and to parents about how to use the space. Students pick up how to use the space in 2 weeks, whereas it might take an adult 8 months. And so to really understand,
exactly,
because
right.
We're so ingrained.
Exactly right.
So it's not the kids who are challenged. It's typically the adults, right? And so we sort of have that cognitive bias around control, and kids don't. And they want to be trusted, and they really desire that trust. And so by providing this kind of space and really building in the wayfinding, we're also socially and emotionally providing trust to those students in a way that they've never had it. And that's what makes this such a pioneering space that you don't find. You can't find a social and emotional space like this in the country. And we certainly looked to see if there were examples, and so this was really a groundbreaking piece.
It is, and you use the word pioneering. It is, in fact, that a social emotional wellness center within a school. And then let's take it one step further. As this works, and I'm a firm believer, as you know, in social emotional learning. We have our new website, etc. SEL Today. Okay, and I'm curious: is Manhasset looking as expanding this to other schools as well? I mean, you may not know that yet, but let's assume this works. What are they thinking of?
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah.
We're hoping that this becomes a trend nationwide, because to provide the space, just to have the physical space that is welcoming and inviting, just to know that it's there, that the parents know that it's there, that the community knows that it's there, and the students, it starts to become something that we can all talk about in an open way and address problems and issues that children might be facing, but they have nowhere to go. They have nowhere to talk to. They don't know where the counselor's office is. They don't know, but they could talk to a counselor possibly. And this is breaking down those barriers and making sure that we can reach all those children and, you know, stop those issues and fix all those problems before it becomes even, you know, it could become
absolutely. I'm in firm agreement.
Yeah.
I love this whole idea, and I hope it becomes a rolling thunder where every school in the world does it. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I must ask this, okay? The reaction of the teachers to this idea, which I think is a great idea, all right? But you guys had to go in and you had to talk to the educators about it. Okay, which is, this is something no one's familiar with. They certainly are not familiar with it. How'd that go? What was the teacher reaction?
That's a great question. There's a lot of work to be done still in, as you know, schools around the world that, you know, we have to bring along the teachers to this experience. And what Manhasset has done really nicely is they've given teachers, you know, a nice long runway to prepare for this kind of experience. They've not just opened the doors and said, okay, here it is, goodbye and good luck. There's a lot of intentionality with the teachers around how to use the space, how to enter, how to exit, how to really ensure that this space isn't only for students. It's also for teachers, because we know teachers need the same kind of recharge. So giving them the opportunity to, you know, take it as an analogy that what do you need when you need to recharge? What do you need when you've hit that breaking point that you're so far out of your comfort zone that you just need a moment? And so part of it is being really intentional that this is a shared space for all those in the school and everybody is safe to use it, which allowed teachers to really think about, and we brainstorm, when do teachers need this? How can they use it? What does it look like? How do you move through that space as an adult? And then moved into the role play and scenario for students. And that really gave them a sense of safety and a sense of ownership, because they know it's not only for them. And many teachers said, wow, you know, I could actually have a place to go make a private phone call. You know, they don't have those spaces in our, you know, 19th century educational experience. Doesn't really care for the human. And now there is a space that cares for all humans, and that's the heart of the design. It's based on their needs and how humans function during the day and what their needs are, both emotionally and socially.
So you
that was a little long-winded. I got excited.
No, it was great. It was great. My curiosity is, and either of you can answer this again, all right, you envision this space, I like this, I think, you envision this, okay, as a place of quietude, if I may, okay, for both faculty and students. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this is really,
absolutely.
And did anybody bring up the fact that the teacher might feel uncomfortable, quote, relaxing, so to speak, with the kids in the same room, a kid who may be having some stress or something? I'm curious how they ran through that.
That's a great question. So what's nice is, and Jen, if you want to take it,
Jen,
it's up to you. I don't want to.
No, go for it.
No,
so I think what Jen has done such a nice job in of creating private spaces within the Wellness Center that you could go in to the cocoon area and feel the privacy. So it was addressed that because it's a social and emotional space, there are multiple zones, so to speak. And so it's almost a natural separation. If a teacher's in there, a student's going to go to the opposite side of the room. And so, wasn't as much of an issue for teachers as the ability to let students go there on their own, but they didn't feel uncomfortable having to be with them. knowing that they could also go into one of the offices or go down into some of the other zones, it really provides that sense of privacy in the shape of it.
You know what I love about this, too, and I go back to the beginning of this, Jen, okay, the parents were involved, the community, I guess the PTA, whatever they call it there, okay, they were involved. They were one of the germinators of this thing, right? Not Terminator, Germinator.
Mm-hmm.
They, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. That, you know, I really have to say that's quite a good job of parenting for the community. I mean, that's amazing. Okay, to have
something like this come
out from the voice of the community. I know the school board is the voice of the community, so to speak, but so is the PTA or whatever they want to call it. Okay, the school community association, whatever, and. You know, I just think it's fascinating that the groups were able to come together and see the need in this day and age. I really do mean this, to create this kind of a space. I mean, this is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get this up on SEL today. We'll talk to Sarah about this next week, okay? But I want to get photos and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, this is really, really cool. I mean,
it's absolutely, and
you know what I like about
it,
and I know you guys. You thought it through from the beginning. I mean, you know, it's not just oh, we're going to come in and design space. We're going to actually do the education part. Okay, figure out how the space we design works into education because we know education. All right, and then design the space from there. And the other thing I like, and Jen, actually, I have to ask you this. Okay. Since you were the designer on this thing, it's going to evolve. You know that. I mean, you put a lot of thought into it, et cetera, but there's going to have to be some changes, I'm sure, as everything evolves. Oh, geez, why didn't we think of that type of thing? Okay, what do you see as a possibility of change coming in that way? Okay, and can change be done? You know what's going to happen. Everything changes over the course of the first few tries. What do you see?
Yeah, no, that's a great question.
I don't mean to insult your design, by the way. I love your design, but you know, 6 months from now, you're going to, oh, why didn't we think of this, you know, type of thing.
Right.
A little basketball court or something.
Yeah.
Or a foosball table or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I always tell our clients, like, if I come back and none of this furniture has moved around the space at all, I'm going to be very angry.
That's right.
To live in here. Own it and make it your own. And sometimes when we design schools, we purposely order less furniture and less pieces so they can actually live in the space for a while and then determine how they want to outfit it. So that's another approach. But in terms of like what I could foresee changing in this space, I guess my wish would be at the entrance of it with the frosted windows that I was talking about,
I would almost
want to have that just be completely open.
I think
and I hope that that it's just an open door, that anybody can go into that space.
Oh, I see. Anybody, I see, yeah. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I get it. That's very welcoming.
It would break down the barriers even more so. So maybe they'll keep the doors open more. Maybe they'll decide to take the frosted film off the windows. So that
very
could be a possibility. Yeah.
And that's exactly the kind of answer I was waiting for. Yeah, I love that. People become more comfortable with the space, et cetera. I mean, it's such a good idea. All right? It's obvious in this day and age, but it takes a long time to make something happen. Okay, and I just think it's just great. And especially what I love about it, would you know when the school was built originally?
Oh, God. A long time ago.
I want to say it was in the 50s, wasn't it? Or was it way before that? Am I in the wrong building?
No.
Might be older than that.
It's pretty old, yeah.
Jay would know. Jay would remember, but
yeah,
he's not right. He's gone to get something to
Jay
eat.
Was,
tell he
Jay
would know.
I said, Jay would know because he was there. That's a joke.
Right.
Yeah. That old man. Okay. Pop off. He just had a grandchild. I know that. So I like to call him Pop off all the time. He's all of our puppet, don't worry, we get it. We're picking up what you're putting down. I know he's been keeping that very quiet. He didn't let anybody to know.
Right.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, it's funny. But at any rate,
well, good.
Okay, you know, I just think it's great when you can take an old school, because the schools I went to in Philadelphia, Jake can attest to this, he's a Philadelphia guy too. Okay, his school, Northeast High School, okay, was built with, just before he started high school. It was a brand new school when he was there. Okay, and it's now 200 years old, just as Jay has aged. Okay, the school I went to was probably built about 1910, Overbrook High School, and it looked like a castle.
Yeah.
Okay, and to be able to take space, okay, this is my point, to take space from these old schools and change it around so that it makes sense in today's world. It becomes bright and happy and fun and makes learning fun. The kids look forward to something. Okay, I think it's just great. I think it's just great. I know how much you guys put into the educational side of it before you even start to design the space. You understand the pedagogy or whatever they're trying. This is Fielding International, everybody, behind it. Okay, this is going to be great. And like you said, it's pioneering. I congratulate Manhasset for doing this and choosing you, Fielding International. They picked the right folks.
Yay! You know? Well, we're excited. Okay. We will send you and update you when they have their grand opening. And I have lots of teachers who are doing social and emotional projects with their students. So I'd love if we could get some student work on your new SEL site about the work that they're doing. So maybe we can talk soon about that. Good.
We can. And also, Jill, we could also do more podcasts. Okay, using this, you know what I'm saying. You and I can work that out with Sarah, okay, et cetera,
love
and just make it happen. Okay, I love it too.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's just a great idea. Now your job is, again, wave goodbye to Jay and tell Jolene over at Norvin Nival I said hello and get
Jolene
back
standing right here.
Jolene, I love
Larry
you. She
Jacobs
knows I'm in love with her.
Says hi to you. We're on live
tell
with Larry right now. He says
tell
hi.
Tell him I love her.
I will. He loves you.
There you go.
She waves back and sends her love,
Yeah,
too.
I know she does. Okay.
Yep.
This is great.
She's
all right.
Great.
So, you see if she is. That's Norvin Nival, everybody. The Norvin Nival furniture. Okay, you can check that out at norvinnival.com. Thank you, ladies. You have a great time in Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Larry. We'll talk to
You're
you
welcome.
Soon. We appreciate it.
Our
best to your wife.
My pleasure. Great show. Thank you. Bye, Jill. Bye, Jay and Jay. Bye, Jay and Jill. Somebody's Jay there. Is that one of the prerequisites? Jennifer, Jill, Jay. What's going on there?
I know. We were saying we're Jay cubed. We're going to come up with a band.
And Jolene at Norvin Nival. What's going on with all the Jays? Right? We have to talk about this. Be good. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
That was great. That's Fielding International, everybody. And just Google it, Fielding International, pop right up. Great school designers, great stuff. We'll get the stuff up on site. All right, we're going to archive over at ace-ed.org, and you can also check out seltoday.org. This is really cool. I think the word is pioneering, all right? Check it out. All right, I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.